What is today's date?
I haven't a clue.
All right.
I actually haven't looked at the date today at all, or yesterday even. I don't know. Well, wait, see here. Are we in February?
Almost. We're
January 29th, something like that, 28th, 27th.
Close. What is it? The 23rd?
I guess I shouldn't feel bad if you don't know.
No, I know. I never know. You shouldn't feel bad, period. That's not a problem. How long have you lived in Dublin?
Let's see. We built this house in 1981. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Let's see.
Is that right?
I think it's 87.
87.
And I just know that. I remember being 7. That's.
And you were 7 in 87.
I was 7, yeah.
You're right. It was 87. Yeah. But when we built a house in Columbus in...
Oh, yeah, because you built the house...
Yeah, we built the house we lived in on Jedwick Drive. Yeah. And that was what?
It was before 70. I was born. Was it before Dana was born? I don't remember. I know it was before I was born.
Well, I don't... You know what?
Was it? Maybe it wasn't.
I don't... Yeah, I think it might have been. It was 1970... 6 when we moved in there, or?
So Dana would have been like 2.
2. She was yeah. 2, yeah. Huh.
Okay. What is your earliest memory?
My very earliest memory?
Yes.
Oh boy. I've never really thought about it that much, but one of my favorite earliest memories is when my grandpa tucked us in at night. Because I grew up next door to my grandmother and grandfather.
That's awesome.
On the farm, yeah, mm-hmm. Napoleon.
What did you do today?
Me? What did I do today? Yeah,
what did you do today?
Well, let's see here. I got up. I went to brunch, I think with Dana. Then she took me over to the, what day is it? This is,
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she didn't then.
Mm-mm. But you went yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. I went yesterday. But what did I do today?
That's okay.
I can't remember what I do 10 minutes earlier.
Yeah. When did you retire?
It's just true. I don't, when did I retire? Or was it 2000? Yeah, it was 2000. 10? 12? About that.
I wonder when.
What year is it now?
It's 2015 now.
So I'm going to say 2012. I don't know.
Oh, it's been more than 3 years.
Yeah.
I bet it was around 2005 or something.
Oh, okay.
I think it's been nearly... No, not quite. It's probably been about 8 years, so probably 2007 or
2007. That sounds right. 2007.
I don't know for sure. I guess that's neither here nor there.
What's the difference?
How do you spend your time?
I go to the daycare.
What's the daycare?
Well, Dana has me enrolled in this. You know, it's like a. It's actually at a church, and I don't know what their affiliation is with religion, but I mean they don't. We don't preach or anything there. But it's not. I mean, it's really nice people. Really good people. They really are. I've been very impressed with the people I've met there.
That's awesome.
It is.
And what is it? Like an adult care?
It's an adult senior care. Yeah.
Yeah.
During the day. It's like people that can't really be by themselves during the day. Mm-hmm. And everybody's has somebody at night, you know, in the evenings. So, you know, there are people that their spouses come and pick them up. There are people that are dropped off at home. And they have people there at home take care of them. There's people that, these are people, like most of the people really can't live on their own all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. It's like, you know, they're this way. I think it'll extend people's lives. I think it will. I really do.
Yeah, I do.
And
too.
It's a wonderful program, and I love the people there. They're all very nice. I love the people that give care. There's one, two, three women that are just outstanding. And the of course, the head dude is a guy, of course, which I don't see why, but he, you know, he's like this nerdy-looking kid, but and I don't even know him, but he's, you know, it's a nice system. It's a really good, good, good program.
Do you like going?
I enjoy going, yes. I don't mind it a bit. They bring me home on a bus, and so they drop me off in front, rather they bring me up in the driveway, pulls the bus in the driveway. I open the garage door, and he backs out, so it's perfect. And what else is unique about it? Oh,
do you have friends there?
Yeah. I have several friends there that I like a lot.
What type of dementia are you diagnosed with?
Early onset. That's all I know.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, I don't think I've deteriorated that much, do you? Ask me a question from the past, and I could probably answer.
Here's a good question for you then. Do you feel like are long-term or short-term memories harder to remember?
What did I do yesterday? I went to the daycare.
Who did you have dinner with yesterday?
How much detail do you want to know? Well, let's see. Yesterday. But I go out with Dana and Riff and Xavier a lot. And, you know, that's usually who I go out to dinner with. And I think that's who I went to dinner with yesterday.
You went with me.
I went with you yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry, honey.
You don't have to be sorry. Nothing's wrong.
I mean, I go out with you, too. But I go out with them more because they're closer.
Yeah.
What did we do? Where did we go? I don't remember that.
I brought over some Chinese.
Okay, well, you brought it over here. That's why I don't remember.
Is that forgettable?
No, because we didn't go out. I actually do like going out because then I get out of the house. Otherwise, I'm in the house too much. But I'm sorry. I'm telling you way too much.
You're fine. Do you feel like it's hard to remember current things?
Well, obviously. I mean, I just, you know, I didn't remember going out to dinner with you. That's sad. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I think that's probably true. Current things more so.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the long-term stuff, I don't know. You could ask me about my past, and I probably could tell you a lot.
Yeah, you've got that. Like, you totally remember those kind of things. What kind of music do you like?
Oh, I like classical a lot. I like, what kind of music? Oh, I like, believe it or not, I forget what it's called now. Like folk songs and stuff, you know, like Peter, Paul, and Mary, and I like that. What's that called?
Yeah, folk music.
Folk music. I like your music.
Thank you.
I always have. anything that Kara does, of course. Let's see here. Well, I just really enjoy. I like classical music, too. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I do. And just anything that has a firm sound to it, a nice beat, a nice... I just love music, period. I really do love music.
Me, too.
Yeah, I used to love to sing, too, when I was in high school and college. I actually was in the university chorus at Ohio State.
Cool.
Did you know that?
I think so, yeah. Who are some of your favorite musicians and bands?
Oh, don't ask me that. I never got into names.
There's a few, certainly.
Well, of course, the Beatles, but I love their music, too. I really did. I liked it. And Ringo, of course, and well, not just Ringo. I mean, John Lennon in particular. I loved him. Of course, when they shot him, oh God, that's, I'll never forget that day. I just love music, Kara.
Me too.
Yeah.
Tell me some.
I love your music. Make some more.
I am constantly, man.
Well, I never hear any of it.
Oh, I bring it over. I'll bring some more over.
Bring some more.
I'll bring, yeah. What is most important in life?
Love. Caring about people.
I agree. Is there any... Go ahead. Is there anything else you'd like to say about your life or life or...
Well, life is too short. Life is too short. And when people leave your life, you always miss them. There's always a vacant spot there that they filled, and it's never going to be filled again the same way. Oh man, I lost my train of thought. What was your original question?
Oh, just if you had any final thoughts about life or memories.
It's way too short. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe, I remember people saying that to me, and I'd say, yeah, right. Because here, you know, I was 21, I go, oh my God, I got so much trouble, you know, I got so much, I gotta, oh. But it's true, it's way too short. And I've been retired for a long time, actually. Mm-hmm. When did I retire?
I don't know, we're guessing maybe 2007 or something like that.
Yeah, well, that's been 8 years.
Yeah, this year, yeah. Do you remember when you were diagnosed with dementia?
No. That's the one good thing about it. That's the first memory that leaves you. No, I don't remember. It has been a long time.
How do you feel about that diagnosis?
What do you think?
I think you've got a really good memory for things in the past. That seems to be rock solid.
You don't think I remember you guys?
Oh my goodness, yes you do. I mean, we're part of your past though,
too. Well, I know, but you're part of my present.
Oh yeah, it's, you don't remember details on current things.
Like? Ask me a question.
What did you do last night?
Last night, what day was it? It was, what day is this? This is Wednesday, Tuesday, Monday, Sunday, Saturday. Okay, so Friday night. Well, I went out to dinner with Riff and Xavier, I think. And Dana, maybe.
I brought over some Chinese food.
Last night?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
You, Katie, and me?
Just me. Just me that time.
Oh. That's right. The night before that, I was with Dana, or Riff and Xavier.
Drew and Lisa.
Drew. Oh, fuck. You're right. So, that's very unusual. I wasn't with Riff and Dana at all.
Well, you were with, I'm sure you were with Riff and Dana Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Well, yeah.
You're usually with them. Yeah.
So, Friday, Drew came over. No. Saturday, Drew came over. No. What day is it?
Saturday. Today's Saturday.
Okay. So, Thursday, Drew came over. Friday, you came over. Tonight, you came over.
Yeah.
So, where are Dana and Riff at?
Well, Dana's working. Yeah. So, what kind of dementia were you diagnosed with?
Early onset's what they said, whatever that means.
Do you remember, at first they did diagnose you with early onset Alzheimer's, but do you remember what they changed it to? They said it was frontal temporal dementia.
But what is that?
It's similar. I mean, it's still dementia. It's just slightly different. I don't know the exact
frontal definition. Temporal?
Mm-hmm. I think that's
Find out what the exact definition is. I want to know.
Well, one thing I know is with Alzheimer's, a lot of times people end up with hallucinations and stuff like that. That seems really scary to me. With frontal temporal, that's not so much the case. There's some behavioral changes.
Are we going to get nasty?
No.
I said, am I going to get
nasty? Well, sometimes you'll say things that are like...
I'm
going
to be a D.O.M., dirty old man.
I hope not. I think that pretty much wraps it up.
No, I want to talk more. I like talking with you.
Okay.
I don't know. What are we talking about? I forgot. I've lost track of what I was saying, but you know what? I've had a good life. So that being said, I don't want it to end, but, you know, it will someday. And
how old are you?
I have no idea. 75, 80.
No, you are not.
I'm 95! 66, 67, 67, 68.
I don't know. I'd have to do some math. Let's see.
2004, what year is it? 2015?
Mm-hmm.
So 52 to 2000 plus, so I'm 67.
Well, 66 right now. You'll be 67 in September.
Be 67 in September.
Yeah. See, you're way younger than you think you are.
Yeah, I feel like I'm 90.
90, really?
No, but... I don't know. How old do you how old do you have to be to feel old?
That's up to you.
Good point. I'm just as young as a child. I'm just a child inside.
Well, Dad, I love you.
Don't leave me.
No, I'm not gonna leave. Thank you for doing the interview.
Oh, this is an interview. Oh my God. I forgot about that thing being on. You've been recording me this whole time?
Yes.
Look at it flash red.
That's because you're clipping it.
What am I clipping?
Like, if it goes too loud for the recorder, it'll clip.
And what does that do when it records?
It'll,
It goes...
Yeah, kinda.
Kinda?
Yeah, it'll sound distorted.
Distorted?
when you're loud like that, yes.
My goodness! It's distorted!